Page 28, measure number 24-429, Salem-Keizer School District, referred by the Salem-Keizer School Board. Bonds for school construction, renovations, expansions to address overcrowding and safety. Question, shall Salem-Keizer School District construct, upgrade, renovate, expand schools to address overcrowding and safety by issuing $619,700,000 in general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Section 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, this bond would benefit all schools. Specifically, funds are expected to construct additional space to alleviate overcrowding at elementary, middle, and high schools, addressing current and future enrollment, increase capacity for vocational, technical, science programs, make seismic upgrades and related preventive measures to improve safety, construct gymnasiums, libraries, theaters, and cafeterias at elementary, middle, and high schools, make safety and security upgrades such as electronic badge access systems, entrances, parking and sidewalk improvements, and ADA access. Upgrade facilities including painting and ceiling walls, replacing roofs, floors, windows, mechanical HVAC, and plumbing systems, addressing other maintenance issues. Make technology infrastructure upgrades, relocate data center, fields, tennis courts, make related improvements. Pay bond issuance costs, purchase land, portable classrooms, furnishings, fixtures, and equipment, demolition and other related site and building costs. An $8 million state grant was awarded, provided the bonds are approved. Bonds mature in 30 years or less from issuance and may be issued in series. The estimated increase in tax rate is $1.24 per $1,000 of assessed property value. Explanatory statement for Measure 24-429, submitted by Christy Perry, Superintendent, Salem-Keizer School District. Salem-Keizer Public Schools serves more than 42,000 students in 65 schools. In the last 10 years, enrollment has grown by nearly 2,000 students. 1,000 more students are expected in less than 5 years, the approximate enrollment of 2 elementary schools. 5 of the district's 6 traditional high schools are currently at or over capacity. A long-range facilities planning process identified building needs to support enrollment growth and educational programs. A community facilities task force reviewed the plan and recommended the school board place a general obligation bond on the ballot for voters to consider. Highlights include additional space to address projected enrollment and relieve overcrowding, expanded career and technical and vocational educational opportunities, upgraded and additional science spaces at secondary schools, which would allow the district to offer a full year of science at middle schools, enhance safety and security across the district, including seismic strengthening, savings in maintenance costs by removing worn-out portable buildings, protection of communities' investment in district facilities by addressing future maintenance needs. After hearing from the task force, from the community through a third-party phone survey, and from staff and community members through listening sessions, the school board has authorized a $619.7 million general obligation capital construction bond measure expected to construct and expand 2 career, technical, and vocational educational spaces at traditional high schools and 1 at Roberts High School, construct additional spaces to relieve overcrowding and prepare for future enrollment, construct and expand cafeteria, gymnasium, and library space at the elementary, middle, and high school levels, construct and renovate science labs at middle and high schools, expand and construct additional space at the district's traditional comprehensive high schools to increase capacity from approximately 1,750 students to accommodate between 2,100 and 2,200 students. Make seismic upgrades to structures rated highest risk of collapse in a major earthquake. Upgrade the design standard of additions constructed under this bond to the immediate reoccupancy standard, which provides that buildings can be used as shelters. Make safety and security improvements district-wide, such as replacing old electronic badge access systems and enhancing visibility at school front offices for better access control. Add space for special education programs at the high schools so students can attend their neighborhood school. Maintain existing facilities by addressing future needs, such as painting and ceiling walls, making roof and HVAC replacements. Make technology infrastructure upgrades to expand wireless networks and relocate the district data center out of a floodplain. Add storage space for music program. The school board will establish a community oversight committee to ensure bond funds are used as approved by voters. Cost. If passed by voters, the $619.7 million bond is estimated to increase the current property tax levy rate by $1.24 per $1,000 of assessed property value, or approximately $248 per year on a home valued at $200,000. Bonds would be issued in more than one series. An $8 million state grant was awarded, provided the bond is approved. Page 29. Another argument in favor. As teachers, administrators, education support professionals, and retired teachers, we see the impact of overcrowding on the education of our students every day. Our classrooms are too crowded. Our hallways are too crowded. Our cafeterias, gymnasiums, and libraries are too crowded or non-existent. With projections that our community will add nearly 1,000 students in the next 5 years, we need to build for the future. Our students are that future, and they need schools where they have enough room to learn and where we can better engage with them. As with most school districts, Salem-Keizer has met its growth needs by adding portable classrooms. Most of these are very old and have no running water or bathrooms. Our students must walk outside to use the facilities. These old portables will be replaced with regular school additions, giving our students safer and more appropriate learning environments. The planned safety and security upgrades will keep our students safer. The career, technical, and science additions will create opportunities so all our students can be successful. Investing in our schools is investing in the future of our community. Please join us, the teachers, administrators, retired educators, and educational support professionals of the Salem-Keizer School District in voting yes on Measure 24-429. Rita A. Glass, Association of Salem-Keizer Educational Support Professionals, Mindy Merritt, Salem-Keizer Education Association, R. Clinton Gertenrich, Salem Association of School Administrators, Mario Ortiz Palafox, Lorraine Cranekrich, Evan Wisdom, Tim McFarlane, Carol Ovison, Jill Naughton Lemhouse, Kathleen Sundell, Carla Moyer, Karma Kraus, Jane Killefer, Michelle Litke, Brian Sund, Carl Rashkus, Louise Brantley, Chris Brantley, Delana Beaton, Marvin Baker Jr., Bill McMorris Addicks. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicks, yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 29. Another argument in favor. As members of the Salem-Keizer Schools Citizens Facility Task Force, we urge you to vote yes on Measure 24-429. We are a group of community leaders who volunteered to spend months poring over all the details of the Salem-Keizer School District facilities to make an objective assessment on what the priorities for the future of the district should be. During the task force process, we labored over specifics about every school and looked at the many needs of our various facilities. We analyzed everything from roofs that will need replacing soon to upgrading safety and security systems that weren't designed for current threats to school safety to the lack of basic facilities like not enough classrooms or science and career and technical training for our growing district. We focused on safety and overcrowding and were committed to ensuring education equity. We challenged assumptions, listened to the public, and considered many different perspectives. We did not always agree, but ultimately we sent recommendations to the school board that were well-grounded and focused on the needs of the facilities to ensure that our children would have the best possible chances at success. We spent hundreds of hours determining how best to ensure our schools meet the educational needs of our children at the lowest cost possible to our community. The school board listened and further refined the package so that the cost of this bond will be less than a dollar a day for the average homeowner. This bond will mean that we will have stronger schools and an even stronger community. Please join us in voting yes on 24-429. Lisa Harnish, Mark Shipman, Kathleen Harder, Sharon Blassie, Rick Kimball, Adam Kohler, Paul Kylo, James Edmonds, Chris Tarver, Charles Lee, Rick Day. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicks, yes, for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 30. As your local Chamber of Commerce, we know that our business community is part of the larger community and that we depend on each other for success. We also know that local employers rely on our schools to educate and prepare students for the jobs our businesses require. This bond will protect our investment in schools by paying for basic building maintenance and improvements. Homeowners and business owners alike know that you must protect your investment by performing regular maintenance that includes repair and replacement of things like roofs and HVA systems. This bond does that. The bond will also upgrade technology infrastructure that will allow students across the district to access technology equally. Today's learning environments must have access to technology to make sure our students get the best skills and training possible to prepare them for their careers. The bond will also upgrade safety and security, a rising concern for everyone in our community. There is funding for seismic upgrades at schools rated very high risk during an earthquake and to build new structures at today's higher seismic standards. There will also be upgrades to school access systems and other measures to protect against modern threats. And the bond will save the district thousands of dollars a year in maintenance costs by replacing worn-out portables with permanent classrooms. That's money that will be able to get redirected into the classroom. Salem-Keizer School District did an incredible job of managing the last bond, maximizing dollars everywhere they could. We have every confidence that Superintendent Christy Perry and her team will do the same with this one. And at less than a dollar a day for the average homeowner, this bond is an investment well worth making. We strongly support the Salem-Keizer School bond, and we hope you will too. Danielle Bethel, Keizer Chamber Executive Director, Nick Williams, Salem Chamber Chief Executive Officer. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts. Yes, for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 30, argument in favor. As your local elected officials, we strongly support Measure 24-429, the Salem-Keizer School Bond, because we want our kids to finish high school and be well-prepared to enter the workplace or to continue on to college. By expanding career technical education programs at every high school, we will give more students opportunities to succeed. We also know that students of the future need more access to science, technology, engineering, the arts and math, or STEAM. By adding science labs classrooms at middle and high schools, these opportunities are expanded for all students. Overcrowded classrooms disproportionately affect students who struggle. Increasing classrooms throughout the district will alleviate overcrowding, giving all students better access to learning. Further, as the district's population grows, the schools will be able to handle the increases. This bond will create the kinds of opportunities Salem-Keizer students need to be successful. Join us in supporting Measure 24-429. Commissioner Janet Carlson, Marion County, Representative Paul Evans, House District 20, Representative Brian Clem, House District 21, Representative Teresa Alonzo Leon, House District 22, Mayor Chuck Bennett, City of Salem, Councilor Sally Cook, City of Salem, Councilor Brad Nanke, City of Salem, Mayor Kathy Clark, City of Keizer, Councilor Bruce Anderson, City of Keizer. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts. Yes, for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 31, argument in favor. This is the first bond we've had in 10 years, and it is much needed. The district managed the 2008 bond very well, and we know they will do the same with this bond. And both the district and the school board listened to the cost concerns of residents and cut this bond package back to keep the cost down, less than a dollar a day for the average homeowner. Our children's schools are overcrowded. Some eat lunch in the classrooms because they don't have a cafeteria. Others have so many lunch periods they eat lunch soon after they get to school, or they must wait for lunch until late in the day. This bond will add 170 general-purpose classrooms as well as make sure there are cafeterias in every school. Children need opportunities to explore science in classrooms that allow for hands-on study. Studies show this is the best way to learn. This bond will add science lab classrooms at middle and high schools throughout the district. Children need room for physical education. This bond will add gymnasiums and fitness spaces at schools without adequate facilities. Children need education that prepares them for either college or a good-paying job. This bond will add 2 career technical classrooms at every high school, adding capacity so more students will have access to these classes. Children need to be safe at school. This bond addresses safety by retrofitting very high-risk structures with seismic upgrades, builds new structures to higher seismic standards, and improves doors security and better staff visualization of entrances. As parents of Salem-Keizer students, we strongly urge our community to support this important bond measure. Joy Eno, Randy Harnish, Julia Brown, Christopher Tarver, Daniel Chase, Megan Fletcher, Sadie McDaniel, Claudia Maisel, Adriana Miranda, Valerie Harris, Kira Boaz, Summer Warner, Carol Suzuki, Amber Reeves, John Reeves, Lori Swain, Matthew Swain, Raul Ramirez, Donna Haney. This information is furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, Yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 31, argument in favor. We are graduating seniors and we are voting yes. Are you? As graduating seniors, this May's election is our first chance to vote ever. We are excited that in our first election, we will get to vote to support our schools. And we hope you will too. Here's why. Some schools have no cafeterias at all. When we were in elementary school, lots of us ate lunch at our desks, and kids still do today. All schools should have a clean, safe place for kids to eat. Our schools are overcrowded, especially our science classrooms. There aren't enough seats for every student, and even with standing room, only we don't have the space at a lab table. That's no way to prepare the next generation of the world's best scientists. This bond will increase the number of career and technical education, or CTE, programs available to students at every high school. Kids who take CTE classes graduate at much higher rates than those who don't, almost 20% higher than the state average. The brighter our future is, the brighter all our futures are. You adults tell us this over and over. You kids are the future. We are ready to be the leaders you want us to be. We just need the opportunity to succeed. This bond will make a big difference for kids coming up behind us, even those not yet born. A yes vote will make it possible for our sisters and brothers and all the kids coming up behind us to have the same or better shot at a future as we had. Please help create that bright future for all the students of Salem-Keizer Schools. Join us in voting and please vote yes for Measure 24-429. Ethan Harnish, Brandon Shank, Elaine Hussey, Todd Ramirez, Raul Marquez. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, Yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 32, argument in favor. We are leaders of organizations representing people of color and community members working to end racial disparities, and we urge the Salem-Keizer community to join us in supporting Measure 24-429, the Salem-Keizer School Facilities Bond. Our community is stronger when all our children succeed. Currently, our schools are overcrowded. This crowding affects students in the district in an unequal and inequitable way. Higher poverty schools have the highest number of portable classrooms that have been added year after year without expanding cafeterias, gymnasiums, or numbers of bathrooms available to the growing school populations. This bond will build 170 general-purpose classrooms, add or renovate cafeterias, libraries, and gymnasiums, and add science labs at all middle and high schools. We are proud that students of color are leading the improvement in graduation rates in our district. Students who take just one CTE class during their high school years graduate at a rate 10% higher than the state average. Students who graduate with a concentration in any CTE program graduate at a rate of 93%. All new construction will be built to a higher safe for reoccupancy standard, providing the community with safe buildings throughout our community. Other safety upgrades, like having an updated keyless entry, will make all kids safer. When every child in our community is given a comprehensive and well-rounded education, our community benefits. This bond will help provide equitable access to high-quality education for all students by removing many of the current disparities across the district. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-429. Annalibia Palazzo Angulo, Salem Kaiser Coalition for Equality, Levi Herrera Lopez, Mano a Mano, Reyna Lopez, ED, PCUN, and APP, Benny C. Williams, Salem Kaiser NAACP, Mindy Merritt, Salem Kaiser Education Association, Peter Teller, Bob Rossi, Zoe Diacon, Nina Freelander, M. Elise Abel, Michael Pollard, Ronald Steiner, Francis Loberg, Sarah Roars, Paul Crissell, Katie Kantronitz, Paul Papanchak, Shaliswa Bushnell Cryer, Belinda Ochoa, Milagros Catalan, Ashley Almquist Ingersoll, Kate Normand, Molly McMorris Addicts. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts. Yes, for Salem Kaiser Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 32, argument in favor. As local business community members, we strongly encourage a yes vote for Measure 24-429, the Salem Kaiser Schools bond measure. This bond will relieve overcrowding, increase both science and career technical classrooms, and provide safety and security upgrades throughout the district. Our community needs skilled workers for a vibrant economic future. The skilled workers of the past are retiring, and we need young workers to fill their jobs. The focus on increasing both science and career technical vocational classrooms will expand our community's ability to train skilled workers here at home. This bond will add 39 science and career technical classrooms throughout the district. Many are worried about the safety of our children. This bond addresses both the security of our schools and the safety of our structures. Updating all doors to the state-of-the-art badge readers and moving offices to improve the office staff's ability to visually monitor the front entrance will happen. Many are concerned about the impact of the Cascade quake, and this bond will strengthen all structures at very high risk and builds all new structures to higher seismic standards, creating safe structures throughout our community. This bond will make safety and security upgrades that will protect our children and the educators and staff who are giving them the education they need to succeed. What's good for our students is good for our businesses and our community. Strong schools keep our community economically vibrant. Join us in voting yes on Measure 24-429. Home Builders Association of Marion and Polk Counties, Therese Kunze, Jason Lewis, John Cox, Angela Saar, Richard Duncan, Jeff Anderson, Daniel Hess, Henry Fitzgibbon, John Shirley, Casey Cunningham, Renee Bendix, Jennifer Lewis, Dan Rainier, Emily Swart, Freeman Green, Michael Riddle, Kenneth Bays, Dana Taylor, T.J. Sullivan, Luke Reese, Gary Wheeler, Mary Bailey, Catherine Gordon, Paul Dakopoulos, Wendy Belize, Katie Schmidt, Kelly Barker, Ron Lidke, Patrick Singh, Caleb Williams. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts. Yes for Salem Kaiser Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 33, argument in favor. We need to take care of our kids, their education, their safety. Many of our schools won't withstand a catastrophic event like an earthquake. This bond will allow buildings to be modified to allow children and staff to safely exit the building should an event happen. Their safety is our responsibility. Graduation rates are something we are all concerned about. Data shows that children who participate in career and technical education, or CTE, have higher graduation rates. This bond will allow us to expand the CTE courses available in all of our high schools. Greater access will assist in higher overall graduation rates. Today's students need more access to science, technology, engineering, and arts and math, or STEAM. By adding science labs classrooms at middle and high schools, these opportunities are expanded for all students. This bond will also increase music classrooms. Now is the time. We must act now. Support our kids. Join me in voting yes for Measure 24-429 in support of Salem Kaiser Schools. Senator Peter Courtney, Senate District 11. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts. Yes for Salem Kaiser Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 33, continuing with arguments in favor, education is the only way we will be able to change the world. You can change a lot about a community by the way they take care of their and educate their children. Education has been a top priority in my work in the Oregon legislature. I strongly support the Salem-Keizer School District Bond, Measure 24-429. Children deserve a school environment that will allow them the space and the facilities to learn. Schools that are overcrowded do not provide an atmosphere that is conducive to learning. All of our children deserve access to science, music, and career and technical education classes. This bond would allow us to add additional classrooms to increase access to these kinds of classes. Our children deserve a school that is safe from catastrophe. Currently, many schools are not physically designed with the top security in mind. School safety is everyone's business. Our schools need to have a physical structure that will allow staff to respond appropriately to security issues and provide an environment that can focus on educating our children. Let's take care of our children. Join me in voting yes for Measure 24-429. Jackie Winters, Oregon State Senator, District 10. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 34. The quality of a community is directly affected by the quality of its schools. Strong schools impact property values, jobs, and crime rates. Currently, our schools are seriously overcrowded. We have too many students in dilapidated temporary classrooms. We have expanded schools with these portable trailers without increasing the size of cafeterias, gymnasiums, libraries, bathrooms, or basic security systems. Our children deserve better. We know that students who have a variety of options are more successful. Students who have access to career technical education graduate at higher rates than students who don't. We need our graduation rates to rise. This bond will increase access to CTE classes in all our high schools. We know that many students learn better by doing. This bond will increase science lab classrooms at middle and high schools, giving more students access to doing science. Safety and security are essential to strong schools. This bond will provide seismic upgrades and increase entrance security, improving office access to front entrances to better protect against threats. Strong schools are the underpinning of a strong community. Join us in voting yes for Measure 24-429, the Salem-Keizer Schools Bond. Parasa Shamrami, Stand for Children. Brian Neal, Brenda Lopez, George Zenker, Gracia Garcia Perez, Derek Olson, Rebecca Denger, Daniel Clem, Barb Boyce, Nancy Cox, Deb Patterson, Martha Sonato, Gunnar Gunderson, Carmen Lopez, Levi Herrera Lopez, Rachel Dewey Thorsett, Ashley Rodriguez, Sandy Wiscarson, Bonnie Heitch, Jamie Arredondo, James Aiken, Anita Owen, Enrique Ruiz, Pete Boyce. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 34, argument in favor, Corbin University strongly supports Measure 24-429, the Salem-Keizer School Bond. We support this bond as representatives of higher education because we know that the pathway to advanced education begins in the kindergarten classroom and continues throughout elementary, middle, and high school. Students who are well-prepared by their high school experience are more likely to be successful in higher education. A crucial aspect of this preparation is students' access to science, technology, engineering, the arts and math, or STEAM. By adding science labs and music classrooms at middle and high schools, this bond would serve to expand opportunities for Salem-Keizer students to thrive beyond high school, in college, as well as in their careers. In addition to increasing students' opportunities to prepare for college, we are in full support of expanding career technical education programs, which would give students opportunities to try different pathways and decide which one is best for them. Ultimately, student success is most assured when students are given choices and opportunities that align with their gifts, passions, and skills. The entire community benefits when students enter the career or college program where they'll thrive. Finally, the bond promises to increase classroom space to address overcrowding. Overcrowded classrooms disproportionately affect students who struggle. Increasing classroom space throughout the district would alleviate overcrowding, give all students better access to learning, and prepare Salem-Keizer School District for future growth. As a representative of higher education in the Salem community, I believe this bond would create the kinds of opportunities Salem-Keizer students need to be successful both during their season in K-12 education and beyond. Join us in supporting Measure 24-429, Sheldon C. Nord, Ph.D., President, Corbin University. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, Yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 35, argument in favor. As a parent, educator, and president of Willamette University, as well as a graduate of our local public schools, I strongly support the Salem-Keizer Education Bond, ballot measure 24-429. Our community and our kids deserve strong and safe public schools. The proposed bond will support important seismic renovations and help reduce overcrowding and make room for a growing school-age population. It will add science labs and music classrooms and improve and modernize technology infrastructure that is needed for 21st century education. It will help ensure that all of our students are ready for what comes next, whether that is career and technical training for today's workforce or further study at universities like Willamette. As the CEO of a large employer in Salem, I know how important strong schools are for attracting and retaining talented employees who are looking for a community for their families. Increasingly, the economic vibrancy of a region is connected to its educational opportunities. A vote for strong schools is a vote for a brighter future for our kids and all of us in Salem and our region. Stephen E. Thorsett, President, Willamette University. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, Yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 35, Salem-Keizer School Board members ask you to vote yes. As the elected leaders of the Salem-Keizer School District, we urge our fellow community members to vote yes on Measure 24-429. Like you, we want the Salem-Keizer School District to be able to offer high-quality courses and options that give local students the best chance of finding a living wage job immediately after graduating. This bond will make sure we have more career and technical education, or CTE, classroom space at all of our high schools, and kids that get CTE training have much higher graduation rates. We know that technology is a critical component of today's education. That's why we made sure this bond increases technology infrastructure upgrades that will allow students throughout the district to access technology equally. Ensuring the safety and security of our students is more important than ever. That is why this bond includes seismic upgrades to very high-risk schools and upgrades security like aging electronic badge access systems and ensures controlled entryways. Our schools are already seriously overcrowded, and enrollment is expected to increase by more than 1,000 students over the next 5 years. Overcrowded facilities compromise the education and safety of all students. This bond will allow us to build additional classrooms and resource spaces. Our science labs are inadequate for our students. We know that hands-on learning is the key to success in science. This bond will provide funding for additional science labs at our middle and high schools throughout the district. This bond will make a significant difference to the students in the Salem-Keizer District. In addition, when we pass the bond, we'll receive $8 million from the state in matching funds. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-429. You can learn more about the bond at www.yesforsalemkaiserschools.com. Paul Kylo, Chair, Charles Chuck Lee, Vice Chair, Marty Hyen, Jim Green, Kathy Goss, Sharon Blassie, Jesse Lippold. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, Yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 36, argument in favor. Please join us in supporting Measure 24-429, the Salem-Keizer Schools Bond. We have volunteered to lead the campaign to pass the bond because we are passionate about our community and committed to the success of all students in our community. Our schools are seriously overcrowded. Overcrowding has a disproportionate impact on students who struggle in school. We have schools with so many lunch periods, lunch begins early in the mornings and runs until almost the end of the day. In other schools, students eat at their desks. We have schools with gyms that are so crowded, movement is challenging, crowded libraries make finding and checking out books difficult. Our students need to be prepared for successful careers. This bond will increase access to career, technical, and lab science classes. All high schools will have career and technical education program spaces that can accommodate all students. Increasing the size of these rooms allows more students to take these classes. The bond will also add science labs at middle and high schools, increasing access to all secondary students. Safety and security are important concerns for parents and students. The bond will increase seismic safety for very high-risk structures. It will also upgrade access and line of sight to entrances. When a community comes together to support or our school, we are stronger for the effort. Support our schools. Vote yes on Measure 24-429. Nancy McMorris Addicts, Lisa Harnish, Mark Shipman, Rick Kimball, Charles Lee, Karina Lee, Steve Chambers, Jennifer Lewis, Jamie Arredondo, Jason Lewis, Tiffany Partridge, Jose Gonzalez, Martha Sonato, Charles A. Swank. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Final argument in favor on page 36. 2008 bond, co-chairs ask for your support. It's time to reinvest in our schools. I urge you to vote yes on Measure 24-429. Children deserve and need our support. As a community, our job is to ensure that our children have access to an education and to facilities that support their learning. Our district is the second largest in Oregon and is growing rapidly. Our schools are not able to serve the current population, much less more students. It has been 10 years since our last investment in school facilities. By adding portables to handle growth over the years, we have outgrown school infrastructure like cafeterias and gymnasiums. Overcrowded classrooms compromise the education of all students. As a grandmother, I am acutely aware of the need to improve the safety of our schools. This measure will provide seismic upgrades to our highest risk buildings and improve security at all schools throughout the district. You can make a significant difference to the students in the Salem-Keizer District. Please vote yes on Measure 24-429. Sue Miller, former mayor of Salem and 2008 bond co-chair. The school bond issue is like the old Fram oil filter ad. You can pay now or pay more later. Now is the time to invest in all of our schools. Vote yes. Dick Withnell, 2008 bond co-chair. This information furnished by Nancy McMorris Addicts, yes for Salem-Keizer Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were received in opposition to Measure 24-429.